Welcome. This lesson is called Creating Fills Every 8 and 16 Bars for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through practical, repeatable techniques so your fills land with musical weight and punch, while keeping the groove alive. We'll cover a fills toolkit, processing chains, MIDI and audio programming, automation, and a quick live audition workflow. Tempo for this lesson is 170 to 175 BPM. Adjust to taste. First, lesson goals. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar arrangement containing a rolling 1-bar drum loop and bass line, 1-bar micro fills every 8 bars, larger 2- to 4-bar transition fills every 16 bars, and a reliable processing chain using only Ableton stock devices. You'll also get a live-friendly clip workflow using follow actions, so you can audition fills on the fly. Let's get started. Section 1. Prep. Set the tempo to 170-175 BPM. Build a 1-bar drum loop in a drum rack, kick, snare, hi-hats and a couple of ghost snares. Keep the MIDI quantase to a 16th grid for a tight center groove. Make a bass loop in operator, wave eatable or your favorite synth and sidechain it to the kick and snare with a compressor set to roughly 4:1, threshold to taste. In arrangement view, lay out a 32-bar region and label or remember the bars 8, 16, 24, 32. These are your target resolution points. Save this as a template for future tracks. Section 2. Build a Fills Toolkit. Create a dedicated MIDI track called Fills Drum Rack. Load simpler instances across pads for toms, layered snares, snap/claps, snare rolls and hi-hat rolls, reverse cymbals and short FX impacts. Set each simpler to classic mode, mono, and shorten release to 100 to 300 milliseconds for percussive hits. Keep longer release settings for reversed hits and tails. Pre-map transpose and sample start so you can control pitch and timing from clip envelopes. Think of this rack as your fill library. It's where you'll design the textures and articulations you'll trigger in the arrangement. Section 3. The processing chain. After the drum rack, insert the following stock devices in order. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to protect the sub, and add a small presence boost in the 2 to 5 kHz range for snap, like 2 or 3 decibels. Next, add saturator. Keep drive between 3 and 6 dB and use a soft sine or soft clip curve. The goal here is grit without brittle highs. Use glue compressor after that with a fast attack of 1 to 3 milliseconds, a release around 200 milliseconds or auto, ratio 4:1, and adjust makeup gain to unity. Optionally, add beat repeat after saturation for glitchy rolls. Set interval to a 16th or 8th. Grid to a 64th or 32nd for fast rolls, chance at 100% when you want it active, and decay 2 to 400 milliseconds. Finally, add utility to control stereo width and a final trim. Set up 2 return sends, 1 to a reverb with a large hall decaying around 1 to 3 seconds, dry/wet about 20 to 30%, and a second return to an echo with ping pong at 1/8 or 1/16th, feedback 30 to 45% and dry/wet 20 to 30%. Use these sends on crashes and one-shots. Section 4. Programming fill patterns. Keep the rule of thumb in mind. Micro fills are 1 bar or less. Larger fills 2 to 4 bars. For a micro fill that punctuates at the 8-bar mark, create a 1-bar MIDI clip place to fill the last bar leading into the downbeat. Program tom hits on a 32nd or 64th grid and place a reverse cymbal starting slightly before the downbeat so the tail lands into it. For a snare, roll across the last quarter bar. Stack 8 64th notes with rising velocity, so it crescendos into the drop. For a 2-bar transition leading into a 16-bar resolution, broaden your rhythm. Move from 32nd rolls to triplet subdivisions or alternating 16th triplets and 32nd hits. Automate an auto filter to close during the first bar and open quickly on the downbeat. Add a rising white noise sweep or pitch-up operator riser and automate its pitch and filter. Beat repeat is powerful for live-sounding rolls. Place it post-saturation and, for a heavy 1-bar roll, use interval 1/16th, grid 1/64th, gate around 60%, decay 300 milliseconds and chance at 100%. Automate beat repeat on only during the target bars so the effect is dramatic and not constant. Section 5. Automation and clip envelopes. Inside a fill clip, open clip envelopes and map simpler transpose to pitch a snare riser upward by 6 to 12 semitones across the last bar. Use auto filter on the drum bus and automate frequency to close during the fill and snap open on the drop. Subtle resonance of 1 to 3 dB helps with character. Automate track volume for dynamics. Nudge the fill track up in level for the last half bar so the hits hit harder. For stereo movement, Use utility width or a gentle auto pan set very slow to make fills breathe. Section 6. Arrangement, placement, and timing specifics. Micro fills work best on bars 8, 16, 24, and 32. For example, place a 1-bar micro fill that runs from bar 7 and some into bar 8, so it resolves exactly on the downbeat. For a 4-bar guide into a big section, start the long fill at bar 13 and run through 16. That gives you a slow build toward bar 17. When you land the downbeat, strip the mix back to something heavy and simple. Kick, sub, and a stacked snare or impact. That contrast is what makes the drop hit. Now a quick live audition workflow. In session view, make clips for main loop and for your various fills. Use follow actions to create jump behavior. For an 8-bar clip, set follow action to stop or next after 8 bars, and set a fill clip to jump back to the main loop when finished. Use scenes to launch entire section combinations. Main loop only, main plus an 8-bar fill, main plus 16-bar fill. This technique is great for arranging quickly or building live transitions. Let me share a few common mistakes I see often so you can avoid them. First, overfilling. If you put big fills too frequently, you kill the groove. Use micro fills sparingly and reserve larger fills for true transitions. Second, too much reverb on percussive fills. Long tails smear clarity in the low mids. Use short pre-delay and low wet values. Third, killing the groove with perfectly quantized rolls. Humanize velocity and timing slightly. Fourth, ignore mono compatibility at your own peril. Always check fills in mono. Finally, watch clipping. Saturation and repeats can boost level aggressively, so keep an eye on meters and trim accordingly. Quick pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. High pass fills above 40 to 80 Hz so they don't fight your sub. For grit, use soft clip saturator with drive around 4 to 7 and then tame harsh highs with a gentle high shelf cut. Pitch stack toms in minor intervals for a darker tonal color. Try light bit reduction with redux for an industrial edge, and set up a parallel crush and glue chain. Duplicate the fills track. Destroy it with heavy distortion and compression, and blend it under the clean track for weight. Time for a mini practice. This is a 20 to 30 minute run. Step 1. 0 to 5 minutes. Set tempo to 174. Make a 1-bar drum loop and a basic bass line with sidechain enabled. Step 2. 5 to 10 minutes. Build a fills drum rack with 6 samples, low, mid and high toms, a snare, a reverse crash and a short white noise riser, each loaded into simpler. Step 3. 10 to 15 minutes. Write a 1-bar micro fill across the bars leading to 8 with 64th tom and snare rolls and a reverse crash landing on the downbeat. Use a simpler transpose envelope to pitch the snare up 7 semitones across the last quarter bar. Step 4. 15 to 20 minutes. Place beat repeat after saturator. Set drive around 4 dB on the saturator and configure beat repeat for a heavy roll, then automate beat repeat on for bar 16 only. Step 5, 20 to 25 minutes. Place micro fills at bars 8 and 24, 2-bar fills at bars 16 and 32, and automate an auto filter to close the rest of the kit slightly during fills and open on the drop. Step 6, 25 to 30 minutes. Mono check with utility, adjust levels, then bounce a 32-bar loop and listen for clarity and punch. Before we wrap, a few advanced ideas to consider later. Use an audio effect rack as a single control surface for your entire fills group. Mapping drive, high pass, width and reverb sent to macros so you can sculpt the palette with one hand. When a fill sounds right, resample it to audio and consolidate to save CPU and to create opportunities for further audio-based processing like granular chops. Try probabilistic follow actions in session view for organic variations, or morph between different roll styles inside an instrument rack using a macro to crossfade chains. Homework challenge if you want to go deeper. Create 3 distinct 1-bar micro fills and 2 distinct 2 to 4-bar transition fills using only stock devices. One micro fill should be humanized, one should come from a resampled processed roll, and one transition fill should use probabilistic follow actions and then be recorded into arrangement. Implement an audio effect rack map to macros for saturation, high pass, reverb send and width, and create a parallel crush chain to blend underneath. Arrange so you hear micro fills on 8 and 24, and transition fills resolving into bars 17 and 33. Export 2 32-bar stems, one with fills and one without, and note 3 changes you made between them and why. Recap. Think of fills as directional signals, not just more notes. Build a dedicated fills rack. Process it with EQ, saturator and glue compressor. Use beat repeat and clip envelopes for character. Automate pitch and filters for tension and release. and keep fills mono safe and high passed so they don't fight the sub. Use micro fills to add motion and larger fills to signal major section changes, then arrange them to serve the energy curve of the track. Go make some lethal fills. Keep them musical, keep them heavy, and if you want, I can create a downloadable Ableton Drum Rock preset and a 32-bar template you can drop into your session. Want me to build that for you?